You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last year, we asked who your local heroes are. And in response, we got this call.
Hi, this is Paul Watsky of San Francisco. I'm calling with a recommendation for your local heroes program. It's about the Stanford Hospital Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, where volunteers come in and hold babies who would otherwise have to spend all their time in incubators until they were well enough to leave the hospital. In my mind, those are local heroes, and it would be great if you gave them some recognition. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Well, since we're talking about babies today, we wanted to reshare the story we made from Paul's request. KALW's Nicole Grigg went to Stanford Hospital's Neonative Intensive Care Unit, or NICU, to meet these local heroes.
The NICU is a daunting place. It's filled with massive equipment, doctors, nurses, worried parents, and fragile newborn babies. I mean, very fragile. It's a unique space where science and the spirit connect and heal.
We can take babies that are just considered viable, which is 23 to 24 weeks gestation.
Maureen Roberts is a NICU nurse at Stanford Children's Hospital.
We can take care of babies before and after cardiac surgery. We take care of babies that are getting peritoneal dialysis.
For dozens of newborns, this space is home temporarily, but their parents can't always be there to hold and comfort them. That's when a group of trained volunteers fill in with an extra set of hands. They are called cuddlers.
The cuddler program is so great because we all want to see our babies have positive touch and more stimulation and get held more. And it's so nice for us to have the cuddlers come and hold our babies.
People will look at you because we wear blue smocks and they'll say, "Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you. We have a baby for you."
That's Claire Fitzgerald. She and her husband, Pat Rice, have been cuddlers for about 20 years.
I call it cuddling the work of the heart.
Stanford Children's Hospital has dozens of cuddler volunteers. Pat is one of very few men who are part of the program. He's known around the NICU for his deep voice and gentle demeanor.
My affect when I sit down to cuddle a baby creates kind of an energy field around the baby and in the environment that we're sitting in. And if I'm irritated, agitated, strained, upset, that's what I'm bringing affectively and emotionally to the baby.
Pat almost has this baritone-like voice, and with the sound of his voice, you know his chest has to be vibrating with the music that comes out of his vocal cords, and he can put any baby to sleep. They just turn to jello.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Make no mistake, though, the NICU can be a very stressful place. Some of the kids don't survive. Nurse Maureen says the medical staff and the cuddlers have to navigate through this tough circumstance as well.
Yes, no one should die alone, especially not a baby. It's so important for that baby to be loved and held and supported in those last days of life. I'm always so proud of our cuddlers who don't have a medical background that are so brave. They hold those babies and they comfort those babies. And I've never once had a cuddler say, "I can't do this."
It's really hard. That's where I held this beautiful baby, and the nurse asked me to do that because they were having a care conference with the parents and they were going to take off life support. The thing that I guess my reaction to that, too, other than the tears, is I'm really happy that I could give that child comfort for that short period of time.
So what is it like as a parent to have a stranger who's not a medical professional holding and comforting your child?
A little higher.
Shay McClendon is a mom. She and her husband, David, have a 6-year-old girl named Laurel and 3-year-old twins, Oliver and Skye. All of their kids were born prematurely, so the family has spent many, many hours in the Stanford NICU and with the cuddlers. In fact, one child is still on a ventilator and needs round-the-clock at-home medical care. Shay plays with Skye in her family room, and she talks about her first cuddler experience. It was with Pat.
My heart stops. It was just the, I guess it's Mother Bear coming out, you know, in full force. It was the most awful thing, seeing someone there holding your child. And I didn't know about the cuddler program at this time. But I had to talk to myself for a few seconds while I stood behind him, like, you know, trying to calm myself down, like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And then he turned around and he saw me and he kind of calmed me down. He says, you know, is this okay? I'm holding your child. I'm just comforting her. And I realized I was being silly. And I said, it's absolutely fine. And from that moment, it was okay.
Shay and David stressed that despite the difficult journey through the NICU for years, their family story is a story of joy. And the cuddlers who nurtured their babies have a lot to do with that.
You know, they actually nurture the whole family, not just your baby. It's you as well.
Shay says once her kids get older, she wants to be a cuddler too. And that's exactly the thought that Claire and Pat had decades ago.
I had had a child in the hospital many years ago, and they thought he had a brain tumor. Fortunately, he didn't, but I was one of these worried moms. And I said, when my hair turns gray, I'll come back and say thank you, because I thought that was a great way to give back to the community.
The sky is always blue, but when you're crying...
The cuddler program at Stanford Children's Hospital has been around for more than 20 years, and it's still going strong. And it will continue to, so long as there are people like Pat and Claire and Shay who want to pay it back and pay it forward.
The whole world, it smiles with you.
In the South Bay, I'm Nicole Grigg for Cross Currents.